Hello and welcome again to the Hali Hewa podcast with your host Abigail Kima, and we are live at the Africa Climate Summit, and we'll be here throughout the week looking to interview and have conversations on the different perspectives of the delegates who are attending the Africa Climate Summit. And I have a very lively guest with me. Welcome. Kindly introduce yourself and tell us what you do.
Okay. Thank you very much for inviting me to the podcast. So my name is Ria. I'm working for GIZ. On the topic of climate change and disaster risk reduction. So we are having a project. It's a new regional program that's implemented throughout the continent. So our impact is that we want to benefit not only for one country, so for the whole country, our continent of Africa. And so we are focusing on urban resilience.
And of course, we are gathered here in Nairobi for the Africa Climate Summit. And I just wanted to know why this particular summit is very important for, you know, GIZ and what you're looking to see out as an outcome from this particular summit.
Yes, so what I expect from this summit is that we can network and get together with the relevant stakeholders that are working on climate change adaptation and urban resilience. And so on this summit, there are representatives from the local level and also from national level and global level. So the challenge of climate change is so huge that we need to team up with many, many partners. So no one can do it alone. And a summit like this is a good opportunity to get together and to strengthen our effort to combat climate change.
Amazing. And finally, as we wrap up, how important is this particular summit in shaping the conversation on climate change within the continent and at global level as we move to COP28?
Yeah, I think the summit in Africa, the African Climate Summit, is one milestone on the way forward to the COP28 in Dubai. And so the stakeholders in Africa need to strengthen their voice to get heard better at the global level and then at the COP28 in Dubai. So I think that's why it's very important that the summit now also takes place here, and also in combination with the African Climate Week, so that the AUC and also the UNFCCC is combining their forces to go ahead for the COP28.
Amazing. Thank you so much. So basically to bring our voices together, and thank you so much for being on the podcast.